Welcome to Living Forward with Faye Bryant. I'm here to help you build a life worth living and a legacy worth leaving. God has called you His masterpiece, designed to be shown off by Him so others see Him and His good works. This is what Living Forward is all about, leaving the past behind to live as God's masterpiece with faith, purpose, and focus. Let's talk. Hello, Faye Bryant here with another daily devotion. Today we are talking about Isaiah 41:13. That says, "For I hold you by your right hand, I, the Lord your God. And I say to you, don't be afraid. I am here to help you." Let's talk. This intrigues me. Why would God say He is holding us by our right hand? A little digging reveals that the right hand signifies authority, power, and ownership. If someone is claiming sovereignty over something or someone, they would hold it in or by the right hand. Interesting, huh? Now that's nice, Faye, but what's that have to do with today's verse? God said, "For I hold you by your right hand, I, the Lord your God. And I say to you, don't be afraid, I am here to help you." God is holding us by our right hand, our hand of authority, power, and ownership over us. He is declaring that He holds authority, power, and ownership over our entire being. That can seem a bit scary, huh? Having an unseen God holding us, having authority over us. Remember when Mom or Dad would hold our hand when crossing a busy street? They were exercising their authority, power, and ownership over us, using that to protect us from great harm. That's our Heavenly Father. He holds us by that right hand, which shows the I can do it myself part of us, the Lord, the God of all creation, takes the time to hold our hand to protect us, sometimes from outside sources, sometimes from our own choices. We have no reason to fear this letting go of control over us. None. The one who made us did not make us for destruction. He made us for a specific purpose and plan, and He wants to guide us to that. Will you leave your hand ensconced in His, or will you leave that safe place to go it on your own? Coffee, Bible, journal. I hope today, if you have a thought or a concern or just something you want to note, that you would drop that in a comment. Let me know what you're thinking. And if you would like to see more of these daily devotions, be sure and click subscribe. And if you'd like to see more of the videos I've done, hit the other button. Watch the videos and learn. Talk to you later. Bye.